Shavua Tov. So today's daf, Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Hey. And we've been in the middle of the sugya, learning about alternative types of Nazirah. So we started off with understanding the nature of Nazirot Shimshon and how that's very different from the normal Nazirahs. And then we went on to talk about the Nazir Olam. Found that the Makar of Nazir Olam is the story about Avshalom, and that he was a Nazir Olam. And we said, starting off, Rabbi Shita, we said that when it talks about that when his hair got heavy, that he was able to be Mekel Saro, hair getting heavy means that he's allowed to cut his hair. He can't cut it with the scissors. He can only razor cut it, and he can't completely cut it. He can only trim it, which is different than the regular Nazir, who can use the scissors and who can cut as much of his hair as he wants. But nonetheless, the issue over here is that there's 1 year between each one of his haircuts. Now, how does Rebbe know that? Because since it says over there that it was miyamim, so that what it was that Avshalom would do is that he would come and migaleach, because it says miketz yamim layamim. At the end of every time, he had a yamim. And Rebbe understands, these were the last words that we learned in Erev Shabbos, Rebbe understands that the word yamim is understood as 12 months, because that's what it means by Batei Ari Chayma. Over there it says yamim tei geulato. And therefore, just like over there, Shneim Asar Chodesh, and it says beferish in that pasuk shana tmima, which we learn out specifically how to understand that yamim. So Afkan Shneim Asar Chodesh. So then undoubtedly, that's what it means by Avshalom as well. That was the last thing that we learned on Erev Shabbos, and now continuing with the other shitot. Rabbi Nahurai Omer, Migaleach achat l'shloshim yom, that actually Avshalom would cut his hair every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi said he would cut his hair every Erev Shabbat, because shekein matzinu b'vnei melachim shemigalchim Erev Shabbat Erev Shabbat. We find that the norm is b'nei melachim, of course Avshalom was a ben melech, and they would cut their hair for every Erev Shabbat, because after all, the concept of having too much hair is clearly something that varies in the particular way that a person is normally nohag. I mean, for someone who's a hippie, having too long hair and COVID hair is not going to be every Erev Shabbos. For someone who's a ben melachim, he's looking like a slob in his opinion, and he's feeling very uncomfortable with his long growth if it's more than the week. So therefore, it all is really contextual, Tainiz Rabbi Yossi. So let's get now to the Mikoros. So we've got here all of these different...
Does Magalech mean a trim, or does it mean mamish to shave? Magalech, does it mean mamish to shave, or just a trim?
No, I've said three times at least that first of all, it's not to cut, it's only to razor cut, and it's not allowed to do any more than trim. May kill Pesaro. I just said that, and that's the difference between the way in which the regular Nazir will shave. He can cut as much as he wants, and he can use a scissors, a shave, or whatever. Now, she'en kein, the Nazir Olam can only use a razor, and he can only trim. So my time at the Rebbe, so let's go through again the different shitot. So Rebbe Shita was 12 months. You said that Rebbe got that from Yamim, which is found by Bati Ari Chaima. But wait a minute over here. Rebbe actually is the one who says that Yamim in Bati Ari Chaima means 2 days. Now, it doesn't mean you have 2 days to be Goyel the Bais in Bati Ari Chaima. It means that there needs to be a minimal sale of 2 days, and that before 2 days, you cannot be Goyel. But I mean, the bottom line is, and nonetheless, he is using the term yamim as 2 days. So how does he change all of a sudden and say that yamim here means a year? I mean, I understand it has double meaning, because there's the minimum and there's the maximum. The minimum is 2 days. So a sale of a bayit b'bayit orechoma of less than 2 days, you don't have a right to be goyel. You have to at least let the buyer have it for 2 days. Okay, it also means a year. You have a maximum of a year to be goel from the seller, from the buyer, the seller from the buyer. But why does Rebbe say necessarily that the Yamim, as it appears in the context of the Yav Shalom, means the year? Maybe it means the 2 days. Says Gemara, that's simple. I mean, the whole point over here is that we're trying to understand the word of the Kovid of Saro, right? So it says when his hair would get heavy, what is it? Heavy hair, it can't be 2 days. So that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we are forced to choose the other application of the Yamim as the maximum, which over there would mean a year. So year two, it means he went a year between his shavings. So b'shnei yamim leka kovid, you do not have any sense of kovid that appears in that pasuk if we're talking about a two-day growth, clearly. Ah, but wait a second over here. If we're being doresh yamim, so it could mean 2 years, because after all, remember with Yosef HaTzadik, that's how the whole thing started, right? The whole thing with Yosef was in terms of, like we said, Yosef was Nazir Echad. Yosef was Misalsel. Yosef was Mikalkel. Yosef was the supposed adulterer who jumped out of the window leaving his clothes behind. Yosef never drank wine until finally he made up with his brothers. And so on and so forth. So how does the story of Yosef relate to Yamim? So he spent 2 years in jail. The perfect location would be to actually utilize Yamim as it appears by Yosef. So why not say that Avshalom had 2 years of growth of hair before he was able to cut or to trim? Well, that's because the nim yamim she'en imahem shanim, mi yamim she'en imahem shanim, v'ayoch yachzer she'yesh imo shanim. Because by Yosef HaTzadik, what does it say? V'ayim b'ket shlataim yamim. But over here, by Avshalom, it just says, mi yamim yamimam. That's dafka yamim. There's no mention over there of shanim. Okay, well, why can't Avshalom mean 30 days? Yamim appears in the context of 30 days. When everybody was complaining about eating and they didn't have enough meat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, go ahead and eat meat till you're stuffed at Chodesh Yamim. Go for 30 days and eat this slob. Danin Yamim She'eni Mayim Chodeshim. Miyamim She'eni Mayim Chodeshim. No, you can't do that. If you have a Miyamim that appears by Avshalom, then you have to learn it out from a Yamim. And it doesn't make sense to learn it from a yamim where it specifies the type of yamim that relate to chodesh, at chodesh yamim, ba'ayoch yachzeh, sheyesh imo chodeshim. Okay, I got another very good one for you, okay? Miyamim yamima happens to be exactly the words that we're using, okay? And that was the story of Benot Yisrael, Tanot Labat Yiftach, Arba'at Yamim Bashana. So it says, miyamim, that idea, miyamim yamima, from yamim, miyamim, yamima liyamim, so to speak, as Tosis explains. And that would mean that in the course of a year, they had four of these meetings where everybody would get together and they would be mourning and singing about the loss of Bat Yiftach, right? So then what that would mean is that you can divide the year into four parts. This is four times a year. So that would mean that if miyamim yamima means 3 months, then by Avshalom, it could also mean 3 months. No. Because we don't want to have a yamima over here, because over there it says miyamim yamima particularly. And we don't want to look at Yamim Yamima, because then it's not the same as Shalom, because there it says Yamim La Yamim. Now, it's true that Yamima means Le Yam, whatever it says, hey, right? So we can read that as Yamim Le Yamim, which is word for word what it does say by Avshalom. But nonetheless, we want to learn Gzeira Shavah, and therefore we should have Yamim and not Yamima. Ah, oh, come on, man. My nafkamina. You're trying to get a perfect match. I mean, we know that when it comes to the dinim of Tzarat, by Tzarat Habatim, we utilize the word Uba Kohen as a perfectly valid Kzeva Shava to Vishova Kohen. Now, those don't sound anywhere near as close as Yamima sounds to Yamim. I don't know what he's doing. He's just torturing us again. And therefore,
in Greek, in ancient Greek, it's the same word. Erchomai is either coming or going, depending on context. It's an indication of ancient Greek being similar to the Torah.
Barnea, you are unbeatable.
Hey, Mark, did you see the Shevakai?
I give up. You go
I thought
away.
I said it last
you
year.
Go away for a little while.
Maybe because I just said it's Greek to me, and we would have been done.
Are we going to go through this every time we come to the Gemara for Shabbat, going to Bo'akayim, which is like five times a year?
This is the second time. We'll do it once more.
Okay. Anyway, so if it's good enough for Gzera Shava over there, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, why isn't it good enough from Yamim, or Liyamim to Yamima, which is like a lot closer than that, isn't it? Even in Greek. But remember, that's the cloud. If you have an exact match, we always take the exact match first. And then the dummy law, yaufinan. Fine. Now, ibai seima is probably what it should say. You cannot use the benot yiftach, the bat yiftach tanim. Why? Because it only says four times a year. It doesn't say four times at equal times. You're assuming we could split the year and divide by four, so we get 3 months. But, I mean, remember that a lot of these events, especially by the way we were understanding it, that this is connected, the Arba Ta'aniyot, it certainly is not split evenly. So what makes you think you can use this to mean 3 months? Maybe it means, I don't know, Arba Zimni Bishata would be two that are separated by 4 months and two that are separated by a month. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're separated by 2 months. You can't take a guess and say that's going to be the time that a Nazir Eilon is allowed to be trimming his hair. So we need to have a very clear-cut definition. Obviously, this pasuk is not meant to be clear-cut. It was simply telling us that it's four times a year. Okay, let's move on to Rabbi Noroi. So this explains Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He wanted to learn it out directly from Batei Ori Chaim. Rabbi Noroi says, Megaleach HaChaf Shloshim Yom. Now, where does he get that? My time, huh? Because he says, look, my time Agabi Kohanim, how come Kohanim have to cut every 30 days? I mean, he's not a Nazir. We learn it out from Naziris, but the reason is because we're understanding that to mean an inappropriate heavy growth, right? So that's the paraloya shalechu. Okay, so if that's the case, if the point is inappropriate heaviness, so to speak, too much hair, so then fine. So then if that's the case, if he uses that term, by Avshalom, so then there would be the same reason. And therefore, Nazir Eilon is basically comes back to being the equivalent of the Kohanim, which comes back to having been learned from Nazir anyway. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, Migaleach Me'erev Shabbat L'Erev Shabbat, wait a minute, that's crazy. If you're learning that it's all a subjective kind of, or a relative kind of thing, right? So what would be considered to be COVID in the circumstances? So if you are of the royal family, so then COVID is defined as something that violates royal norms. Okay, so you're saying that B'nai Melachim generally will get a haircut on Erev Shabbat, right? But I mean, so then if that's the case, then Avshalom and the rest of the family are exactly the same. I mean, so in what way does there any impression come from his being a Nazir? He's going to be cutting his hair at the same time, at the same frequency that his brothers are going to be cutting their hair. So Ma'ika bein Eila Sharachoi. No, there's still a clear-cut difference. I mean, let's imagine that there's a Yontif in the middle of that week. Now everybody else is going to be cutting their hair l'kavod yontif, right? So achoy megalchin, he would not be allowed to cut his hair because he has to have that minimum of a week between the times. Or I can even tell you a difference in a normal Erev Shabbat. Remember that the Nazir Olam has to be mevi korbanot every time he cuts his hair. So then that means that his brothers, they can get into line at the royal haircutting salon, you know, first thing in the morning. He's got to go and bring his korbanos after the Beis HaMikdash opens up, and then it takes time to get all of this done. We need to finish the Tomei Shel Shachar, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to be going in the morning, you know. See, inami legaluchim in tzafra demalei Shabbata, because his brothers get in all the early appointments, and iulo megalia chatpanya. He's only going to be able much later in the day to get his haircut. Okay, it's another nafkamina. But by the way, I'm just, once we're talking about, says Gemara, once we're talking about Avshalom, it's a little bit weird when it says vayimi kates arba'im shana. Well, what does that mean? Arba'im shana to what? It's definitely not b'kates arba'im shana from the time that David HaMelech was king. Because after this, we still have the stories of the three-year famine, and we have the stories of David HaMelech setting up the Mishmarot, and we have the whole story of his counting Yisrael, that whole disaster. But there's another 5 years after the merit of Shalom. So, and remember, the entire Melucha of David was 40 years. So it can't mean it was 40 years into the reign of David. So what is the 40 years a reference to? When it says it was after 40 years, it's a very poetic justice, 40 years. That's what it's referring to. It was precisely 40 years from what is viewed as the Merida and the real Malchus. What's the real Malchus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel. It's not you that they're rejecting. It's me that they're rejecting when they insist on having a king. That was the request of the Shalulahem Melech. So it's only fitting that there should be a hashlama. Therefore, it's always 40 years that gives a sense of presence to a concept. So, okay, we'll give you 40 years before you screw that up. And then you'll see you'll do the same thing to your own concept of Malchus. Now, Avshalom was apparently in possession, so says the Mefarish, in possession of a Kabbalah that there was to be a Hashalama of the Sinyan of Malchus at the end of 40 years. He thought that that meant that his father's reign was up and that that would be the Zman for the Mida Kenegan Mida. But it wasn't. The 40 years that he thought he knew about was actually the 40 years of the reign of David HaMelech, and that was not 40 years from the time of Bakashas HaMalchus, because the Bakashas HaMalchus, which took place in the 10th year of Shmuel, still had the 3 years that were between Shaul and between Shmuel, which means that there must have been at least another 3 years that were left. So because of that, this is how the Mefarish learns. The Tosfos suggests maybe it was 5 years. Again, so, you know, it depends how we understand those psukim, which are afterwards, which are not given precise dates. They might have been concurrent, some of them. Okay, so therefore, it's a beautiful story, because Ota Shana, Shalula and Melech, Ishnat Eser L'Shmuel Ramati, and therefore 40 years after that is when Avshalom thought that the time was up. Again, that's the Mefarish. It may not be Nogea what he thought. It may just be that the Torah is telling us that this event came about because of the fact that it was Ruhi. Which brings us to maybe Sir Richard, but if not, you know who it brings it to. It brings us straight to the world's greatest Malava Malka, and that way he's not going to be able to pretend he's not here, right? So Doc has got to give it to us, man. Go for it. You know, if you don't start doing better, I'm going to sick the Rebbe on you. Then we're going to have a Chassidish Zok the Helik HaMishnah. Oh, man, from one extreme to the other. Stam nezirut shloshim yom. Okay, if somebody says Areni Nazir, he doesn't say how long that nezirut is for. So the Mishnah says it's defined automatically, if not that you specify, that it's 30 days. And we're going to find out that 30 days is the minimum anyway. If you try to specify less, this is another one of those things that we spoke about, that nezirut defines itself, even if it violates your machshava of what you're getting into, as opposed to normal nedarim. This is another one of those things. Somebody says, I want to be a nazir for a day. He's going to be a nazir for 30 days. So there's other meanings to this stam nazir shloshim yom. Simple meaning is, if you want to know what is the amount of nazirus he was mekabel when he doesn't give a time, it is shloshim yom. Where do we get that from? Amrav Masan. Well, we learn it from a gematria. Now, again, as the Rambam makes very clear, we don't learn things from gematrias, but we're masbech things on gematrias, and that this is really a Kabbalah, Halacha Meshmi Sinai. When it says Kadosh Yihyeh, the gematria of Yihyeh is 30. So it's merames that there shall be 30 days of Kadosh. Bar Pada says, look, if you're looking for remozim, gematria is too chassidish, especially when we just had Doc start the Mishnah. I mean, you can't give me a chassidish pshat in the Mishnah. Now, therefore, I'll give you a better reference. Read through the... You see, we would have had a completely different Gemara, I suppose, if the Rebbe would have introduced this Mishnah. So read through the Parsha of Nazirus and count the number of times that the Torah mentions either Neder or Nazir in that Parsha, and it adds up to a grand total. Now, this is curious. It actually does add up to a grand total of 30 if you include the Nazir word, which actually means the crown of the Nazirus, but it's not really a synonym for Nazirus. So even though there's 30, it only comes out 29, the way Bar Pada is learning it. And we're going to see that this has important nafkaminas v'halacha. So if we go through the Parsha, well, let's do it. Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'omar tala, yem yisho yishaki yafli lindor, neder, nazir, v'hazir, v'ashem, v'yayin v'shechar, yazir, chomets yayin v'chomets shechar lo yishteh, chomets rat anavim lo yishteh, Anavim lachim yiveshim lo yochal, kol yimei nizro, mikol asher yaseh b'gefen ha-yayin, b'chartzanim v'atzag lo yochal, kol yimei neder, nizro, tar lo yavor ha-rosho, ad molot ha-yimim asher yazir la-Hashem, kadosh yeh gadel peras ha-rosho, kol yimei ha-ziro la-Hashem, ha-nefesh meit lo yavo, l'aviv l'imo l'achiv l'chato, l'achoto lo yitama lehem b'motam, Ki, now here's the one that we don't count. Ki Nezer Elohav al Rosho, that's the 30th. But we don't count that one because it doesn't really mean the Zirut. It's a play on words. Ko Yeme Nizro. Kodesh Vila Hashem. Vechiyamut Meitolav Vepeta Piton Vitimei Rosh Nizro. Vegilach Rosho Biom Tarato Biom Hashviyeg Alchunim Biom Hashvini. Yavishte Dorim. Shtei Vini Yonan Kohen. Petach Ol Moed. ולקח הכהן את הזרוע בשלה מן היו וחלת מצה אחת מן הסל, רקיק מצה אחת, נתן הכפה הנזיר, אחר התגלחו את נזרו, הניף אותם הכהן תנופה לפני השם, קודש הוא לכהן, al chazei atrufa v'ashok atruma, v'achar yishte ha-nazir, yayin. Zo Torat ha-nazir, asher yidor korban al Hashem. Al nizro, milvad asher tasi gadol kefi nidro, asher yidor, ken yaseh al Torat nizro. Good heavens. You'd never notice that if Bar Pota hadn't pointed it out to you. It's absolutely mad how many times you could fit in that word in the space of this short parsha. So you really do have the 29 separate mentions, Shloshim Choser Achat, and that is your standard for Nazirut. Now, obviously, Dvorah, mute, please. So, of course, we need to understand how did we get Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom according to Bar Pota, but we'll talk about that. Anyway, so why didn't Rav Masna like this better than the Gematria, actually? Well, Rav Masna says it's ridiculous because, you know, we know that so many of those Nizros are used for drushes, for instance. Miyayin v'shechar yazir. Remember what we learned out of that? Lesor yein mitzvah ki yein rishos, that if you made a shvua, that you're going to be drinking wine. We just had that last week. And then ki yafli, lindor, neder, nozir, lahazir. Remember what we learned from that? Melamed shan nizirut chala al nizirut. Like, there's tons of stuff that we've been learning from these psukim. So how can you use these psukim and pretend they're coming to teach you the number of days? Each one is there for a purpose. You can't use that. To which Bar Pota says, oh, well, you know, that's brilliant. Are you telling me that you can give me a drasha for every single one of those 29? You can't. So you're telling me there's not a single one that's not for a drasha? Well, if there's even one that you can't account for, then that means that the Torah is adding an additional level of interpretation. That was besides the drasha. Look at the actual count of the words and use that to define what a Stam Nazirus is. That's all I'm saying. So if that one or 10 or whatever it is, midahu leminyana, that means that there's a multi-level drasha over here, and therefore kulanami leminyana. Okay, fine. But now, Bar Pota, you reach 29. I mean, I got bad news for you. The Mishnah says Stam Nazirus is 30, and you bring us a brilliant exposition for how it's 29 as a response to the Mishnah's 30. Can you please explain yourself? So it's none. Stam Nazirut Shloshim Yom. Okay. Rav Matna, who learned it out from Yiyeh and the Gematria of Yiyeh being 30. Fine. That makes sense. Necha. But where's Bar Pota come up with 29 as a solution for 30? Amalacha Bar Pota, wait a second over here. 29 days is the number of days that you have to keep your Nizirut, right? After you complete your Nizirut, you then go ahead and you have to bring your Karbanot. I mean, until you bring your Karbanot and until you do the Giluach of the Nazir, you'll be a Nazir for the rest of your life until you get around to doing that, okay? So since you need to first complete your Nazirut, that's 29 days. And then you're always going to have another day because that other day is going to have the Nazirut because that's the day you're bringing your Karbonets, okay? So then therefore, Aydidika Yom Tlatin de Megalach Mevi Karbonotav. So for all intents and purposes, you are in a pickle for 30 days. That's the point. That's what it means. So when it said in the Mishnah, Stam Nizirut Shloshim Yom, it meant in practical terms, it's going to take 30 days till you get out of your Nizirut. That's why it says Shloshim. Okay. I mean, we got some serious problems on this because we have a long Mishnah coming up that's got a lot of points that have bearing on this subject, okay? Let me start that Mishnah for you. We'll go through it gradually. So the Mishnah begins. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Okay, Bar Pota, go ahead, explain that one. I mean, here it says, the day that you do the Tiglachat is day 31. According to you, that's crazy. Because you were only excusing the fact that the Mishnah said stam naziris shloshim yom, and now because of the fact that you need that 30th day for doing your korbanos and your giluach, and now it says no, actually you do your korbanos and your giluach on the 31st day, which means that the stam nazirut is shloshim yom without discussing your korbanos and your giluach. So what are you trying to tell us? The Mishnah says beferish that your approach is kaput. How could you possibly have the 31st day? I mean, Bishlei Miller of Matna is exactly the point. Rav Matna says the stam nezirut as kwa nezirut is 30 days. Then you worry about the korbanot. But you are claiming the stam nezirut is 29 days, and then on the 30th day you worry about the tiglach and the korbanos. It's a little bar padakasha. How are you going to explain this? You know, before you jump at me, okay, why don't you finish reading the first part of the Mishnah? You haven't even read the first lines, you know. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the next line, please, read. Ema Seifa. I mean, this is not the Seifa of the Mishnah. It's the Seifa of that first Bava of the Mishnah. Im Gilach Liom Shloshim Yatsa. That if, in fact, you did the Gilach on the 30th day, you would be Yotzi. Excuse me. Forget about how I'm going to explain 31, okay? Let's first just look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying exactly what I said. Because according to Rav Masna, how do you explain the fact that you could bring your korbanos on 30 days if you didn't complete your naziras until after 30 days? You see, according to me, it's precisely the din. 29 days for the naziras, day 30 for the korbanos and the giluach. That's what the Mishnah is saying, okay? So now, don't look at me as being the problem. You got a problem too. How are you going to explain the Reish Lakish? I'll explain it to you, okay? But first, let's not take things out of context. The Mishnah is telling you that I'm right. So, Ela Seifa Misayeh Aleh. So that means that the end of that line is a riot to me. Now, let me explain to you why the Reish says that you should do the Giluach and the Korbanos on day 31, okay? The Reish is Naaseka Omer Shleimim. It's as if you said that I am a Nazir for a full 30 days. And why is that? So this is the way the Rush understands the Sugya, is that since it is in people's minds very normal to have a standard, a standard is a round number. And people are used to the idea, after all, the Mishnah does say Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. In their minds, Nazir is a Shloshim Yom. So because of that, the Rabbanit said, look, let's not start getting people involved in an analysis of whether they meant a 30-day Naziris or they meant a Stam Naziris, the way the Bar Poda explained it, okay? Better we should make a Gezerah that all Naziris, unless it specifies otherwise, all Naziris is essentially a 30-day Naziris, Minarabbanan, and therefore, in the end, people are going to bring their Korbanos on the 31st day, and that way, we're not going to get into trouble of people who were talking about 30 days, and they think that they're allowed to bring their Korbanos on the 30th day, where really they would need the 31st day. That's how I understand, says Rabban. And that way, says Bar Poda, the whole thing is consistent, because it's consistent with me, you know? Well, actually, you know, that's a good point. What is Rav Masna going to do? Rav Masna, who says it means really 30 days, how does he explain the fact that if you were Megaleach on the 30th day, you didn't keep your Naziris if you were Megaleach on the 30th day? Oh, yes, you do. Rav Masna also makes us say Yom Kikulo. So since you already, as we find in many sugyas, if you already kept part of that day Benizirut, so then that is considered to be the full day. So then you kept the last day of the Nazirut as well. And now you could go ahead and bring your Korbanos because you kept the full Nazirus, because it makes us a Yom Kikula, which Bar Poda does not hold. So according to Bar Poda, everything works out because of the fact that actually the 29th is the last day of Nazirus, and the 30th day is the day that anyway you can bring your korbanos and do your giluach, and it's just the rabbanon wanted to keep it even, so they said better do it on the 31st day. And Rav Masna would say that, look, it's true that the full term is always nicer to keep than relying on Mikzas HaYom Kekula, like to fill your full term. But Lamaisa, if you kept the Naziris into the 30th day at some point, so then you are indeed allowed to do, because of Mikzas HaYom Kekula, you can do that. Right? Bar Padu doesn't hold that. He doesn't hold that. That's all. So then what happens over here? It turns out, Elroi, what is your smile, man? It turns out that the bottom line is that we end up having the same dinim, but for totally different reasons. It's weird, isn't it? Because Bar Poda and Rav Mazda end up agreeing, but completely different reasons. So according to Rav Mazda, 31 is the correct day because 30 days was your Naziris. According to Bar Poda, 31 is the correct day because there's a Takana Durabanan that is saying you should keep your Naziris 30 days. According to Rav Mazda, if you did the Giluach and the Karbonos on the 30th day, you would be Yotze because of Mikzas HaYom Kekula. According to Bar Poda, you would be Yotze, but Mikzas HaYom is not Kekula. And the only reason that you're Yotze is because Lamaisa, Midiraisa, the term of the Naziris was 29 days and not 30 days. So you end up with the same picture, but based on completely different reasons. Is there going to be a difference between these two shitas? Yes, there will be. It will be a very important difference. And that is Elroi. That is that according to Rav Mazda, suppose the Nazir becomes Tamei before he completes his Karbanas, and therefore he is still in the middle of his real Naziris, right? Until he actually brings his Karbanas, you can't say Mikzas HaYom Kekula, because he's still in the middle of his Naziris. Fine. So now suppose he became Tamei, what would be the din? He would have to start his Naziris over again, and he would have to bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tamei, right? But according to Bar Poda, no, he would not be Soser as Naziris, and therefore he would not bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tamei, although Minarabbanan, he would have to keep his Naziris again, because we're pretending that this is a real Naziris. You can't bring Chulin Lazara and pretend that you're a Nazir Tamei. So Lamaisa, he would go through the motions of being the Nazir Tamei and redoing his Naziris, but he wouldn't bring Korbanos. So that would be a major difference right there between Bar Poda and Rav Mazda, even though in terms of standard usage, it would end up being actually parallel shitas. Okay, so then we have totally different approach to this. So now let's take a look at the next piece of the Mishnah, okay? The next piece of that Mishnah, we're going to have later on at Tzayin. The next piece of that Mishnah goes like this. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Im Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatsa. Okay, now here, the guy specifies not that he wants to be a Nazir. He wants to be a Nazir for 30 days, specifically. So in that event, if he said 30 days, then if he did the Giluach on the 30th day, then he would not be Yotze. Uh-oh. I thought Rav Mazda holds that Mikzas HaYom Kekula. Now, this would be very consistent with Bar Poda, but it sure don't work according to Rav Mazda. Because why can't he do, even though it's 30 days, remember, according to Rav Mazda, every Naziris is 30 days. So when the guy specified, I want to keep a Naziris at 30 days, he's basically in the same situation he would have been if he would have said, I want to keep Naziris Stam, right? And we'd already learned that according to Rav Mazda, Mikzas HaYom Kekula, and you would be Yotze your Giluach and Korbanos on the 30th day. And here it says, just because he specified Yom Shloshim, which according to Rav Mazda means nothing, he's not going to be Yotze. So how do you explain that? Ah, says Rav Mazda, that's because, now it should probably say, Naase kemi sha'omar shloshim, or ke omer, shlemi. Ke omer shlemi. Because remember, that when a person specifies something which is inexplicable, why is he bothering to specify? He could have just said, I'm a Nazir. Every Nazir is a Nazir for 30 days. So if he says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, that means that he's adding something to the way we would normally understand it. So what he's saying is, I want to be a Nazir for 30 full days. Oh, well, obviously, if the Neder itself disallowed Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, because he said, no, I insist on being a full 30-day Nazir, the big N stands for Nazir if you don't show up. So if that's what it means, then that means that he specified that he wants 30 days. And therefore, even if Masna is made that you cannot say in that case, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. So that part's good. Okay, can we keep learning that Mishnah? And I'll show you we've got more problems with that Mishnah. Take a look at the next piece of that Mishnah. Mishan Azar Shtei Nizirot. Right, so here a guy was mekabel on himself to Nizirot. You could do this in many ways. You could say, Hare Allah Shtei Nizirot. You could say, Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir. You could say, Hareni Nazir Im Ochal Kikarzu. And then you could say, Hareni Nazir Im Eshte Maimz, or whatever. But we learned before from that Nazir Lahazir that it's possible for Nizirut to be Chal on a Nizirut, and then the second Nizirut goes into effect the moment that the first Nizirut is completed. And despite the fact that you're going to be waiting 30 days or however number of days it is, that's not a contradiction to the Chalot of the Nizirut. Fine. Okay. So what if you were Nazir Shtei Nizirut? So then, Migaleach HaTarishana Yom Shloshim Ve'achan. Okay. Now, the Rush explains, we're starting over again. Without any preconceived notions, let's pretend that this is the first time that we've noticed these issues. And that way we can go through the whole thing properly. Then we'll ask why we would need to do that twice. Fine. But we don't know. Pretend we never talked about that first part about the Shloshim V'Yachad. Okay. So, Megaleach HaRishona, Yom Shloshim V'Yachad. So the 31st day is the day of the Giluach. And then on that day, the second Nazirut begins as soon as he completes his Korbanos and Giluach. Again, because Mixas Hayom Kekulo, right? And he would be Hashniya Liyom Shishim Ve'achad. And the next one will be on day 61, not 62, because this day counts for both. Because remember, Rav Masna holds Mixas Hayom Kekulo, and Mixas Hayom Kekulo is not only the first part of the day concludes the original Naziris, but that the second part of the day begins the second Naziris, because that's the other part of the Mixas Hayom, right? Okay, so therefore, we don't wait until day 62 just because we need 31 and 31. We wait to day 61. Now, this works out very well according to Rav Masna. Because basically, day 61 is day 31 of the second Nazirus, if that day started on day 31 of the first Nazirus. So this is perfectly consistent with Ramas. Everything's great. What's Bar Putta going to do with that? I mean, according to him, if it's 29 days. So first of all, I mean, the Mishnah is saying you need 31 days for these Naziriot. How do you explain that? Well, again, remember, we're starting from zero prejudices. We don't know what Bar Putta said in that other case. So, Omer Lecha Bar Putta. So Bar Putta says, listen here, baby. Read the next line before you start jumping to a conclusion. Because the next line proves that I am right and Rav Masna is wrong. So why don't we start with the next line? Ema Seif. V'im Gilachat HaRishona L'Yom Shloshim. If you did the first Giluach on the 30th day, then you would do the second Giluach on the 60th day. Uh-huh. So what do you see from here? You see that good old Bar Putta knows exactly what he's talking about, and that doing a Giluach on day 30 is a perfectly acceptable, okay? Which is exactly the opposite of a Masna. So do you admit that the last words of this particular part of the Mishnah are basically proving what I'm my contention here? 29 days, 30th day is the day for your Giluach. Now, you're asking, okay, but why did we say 31? The reason we said 31 is because we consider every Naziris to be the same. It would be as if you would have said, I want to do this, a full Naziris, meaning a 30-day Naziris, even. And that, remember, we have that Gezerah, like we explained before, and we're just going back to what we said before. And that would be the reason that, even according to Bar Pada, we ought to wait to day 31. So that's the point. Now, this is still telling me a tremendous chiddush, remember. Wait a minute. You're just repeating yourself. You're not repeating yourself. Because remember the way we understood the first part of the Mishnah, the whole point of Bar Pada is that he does not hold Mikzas Yom Kekulot. And here he holds, it's true, I don't hold Mikzas Yom Kekulot, but I do hold that the end of the day is still the first day of the next term, even though you'll say, but it was only part of a day. For that, we don't consider it to be Mikzas Yom. The starting day, that's fine. Okay, that's a chiddush. So according to Bar Pada, this piece of the Mishnah is adding that particular yediyah. So you can't ask, what's the point? All right, but how does Rav Masna say that you can do it on the 30th day? I thought, you can't do it on the 30th day. Well, no, I mean, basically, it says at the end of the Mishnah, it says the Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan, which according to me means you can count the 30th day both as the last day of the Naziris, which allows you to bring, because it makes it Yom Kekulot, and you can also count it as the first day of the second Naziris. No, man, we knew that already, didn't we? What are you coming to tell me again? Mikzas Yom Kekulot? You already said that. You already learned that in the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Amra Chodazimna. Why do we need to repeat the same Lima twice? That means you're telling me nothing. Not true, says Ramasna. I'm telling you something very important. Because did you ever know that you can count the same day as the end of one Naziris and the start of the next Naziris? You didn't know that. You knew Mikzas Yom Kekulo, but you didn't know that you could use the same Mikzas Yom of one day in two directions, did you? So Mao de Tema Hanimilinian Chada Naziris. You can count Mikzas Yom Kekulo for that first Naziris, yes. But to count it for both, the Shtei Nezirot, maybe not. Therefore, Kamash Malan, a big Chiddush. Now, we've got some more of this Mishnah ahead of us, but we've made a very good beginning to this Sugya. So you have a nice time left to be able to review it, a full 6 minutes without even eating into your free time. How do you like that? So that should give you a perfect Chazora, and then Bezrat Hashem, we get tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Eil Yeshua Siyev Tach Vlo Efchad, Alvai, we should have better Besurot than we had over this Shabbat, unfortunately. Besurot Tovot.